From the start to the finish, go hard. Every winning is the heart. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode, another Thursday night of The Heart of a Villain, the podcast and live stream devoted to the bearded villains worldwide brotherhood and the lives they are changing all over the world. It is Thursday, July 14th. You know, I like to start dating ourselves here so that when people look back on these things, they can say, what date was that? Well, he says it right off the bat of what day it was. So also I can remember back in the day, too, and when my memory is ceasing to work like it should. But guys, it is the 14th of July. Can you believe we're already halfway through July? Maybe it's just me, but this year, and I've said it a few times, this year has just flown by, I feel like. And maybe it's just because I've been going to so many kick-ass BV events, man. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but man, this has been such a great year. If you're like me, even if you can't go to all the BV events you want to, hopefully you've seen some really nice photos, videos out there, seeing what our brothers are doing, getting back together, hanging out, doing what brothers do, sharing in some good brotherhood time, and raising a lot of money for charities. That's so good to see. But tonight, guys, we are here. Tonight, we're going to actually have two interviews I'm going to be sharing with you tonight. First of which is an interview involving the Emerald Coast villains. This weekend, they have Beards and Brews. Beards and Brews. This event celebrates their 5-year anniversary. So we're going to be talking a little bit with Beards and Brews news. Beards and Brews news with Randall down there at Emerald Coast. And then also we're going to be talking with a bro who's been on here before a couple of times. You know him, you love him. He's kind of crazy, but he's fun to listen to, right? Alexander from the Blackshire Villains is going to talk to us about Ramfest, which they just had last weekend. And it looked like a pretty good time with very well attended. And we're going to be talking about their concert t-shirt idea and all sorts of cool stuff. So yeah, going to be some good interviews in there. I want to say hello to everybody who is here hanging out with us tonight. I did say in the comments section, yeah, I was slightly delayed tonight because, as you know, and I've said this before, there is a little bit of prep work that goes into this here show. And I've gotten it kind of nailed down and honed in so that I know, you know, how much time I need for different things throughout the day to get things set up so that those of you who are here watching in the live stream platform all over YouTube, thank you for being here, that it looks somewhat like I know what I'm doing, somewhat professional, so I'm not tripping over myself all over the place. Well, so tonight, I was checking on a brother I haven't talked to in a couple weeks and reached out to old Popeye. I was talking to him, and then we ended up just chit-chatting away and had a nice long conversation about all that's going on in the world and life and everything. And then I looked at the clock and was like, oh, crap, I have a show to get ready for, and I haven't done the stuff that I would normally do by this time of the day. So I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off the last 15, 20 minutes here before the show. And we got her up and running. So hopefully it doesn't seem too disjointed. Now, those of you who are listening on a regular podcast platform after the fact, you'll never know. You'll never know. And I appreciate you guys all the more for being here. We're about to hit on this, just FYI, on the standard podcast platform, we're about to hit a kind of momentous time frame. We're getting close to 20,000 downloads, which for this little show like this, kind of a big deal. It's pretty cool. All right. So I want to get in real quick and thank, I need to thank a few people. And everybody, I want to say that last week was the first time I've ever done an official international meet. Now, some people say, oh, it wasn't too international. It's the same continent. But hey, it was international. I had to use the passport. Went up to Canada for Beards for Bucko. And you guys heard me talk about this event coming up in the previous weeks. I was super excited. And I'm telling you what, the guys up there did not let us down. And I was, it was so cool to see the guys that these, this was one of those events where almost predominantly everyone that was at this event were people that I've never met before. And that is such a cool thing. Yeah, I talked to them in person. I've chatted with them on video chats and everything like that. But aside from literally a handful of guys that came up with, you know, came up from the States that I've seen before, I got Radar, I got Block, you know, got the guys from my chapter. But there, you know, there was a handful of us that came up from the States to see, you know, to see everything. A couple of guys from New York came over, you know, for the time. But, and I'm sure I'm missing a couple just off the top of my head. I wasn't prepared to list people off, so I shouldn't probably do that. But, you know, the craziest thing is that it's an event held in Canada, and a lot of the local Canadian chapters come. People from all over come to this thing. And it was such a neat thing to be at a bigger event where most of the people at the meet and greet I was meeting for the first time in person. And then again, you know, continuing that throughout the weekend. Such a cool time. The guys that set that up, OSW, Toronto and Lakeshore, you guys did an awesome job, an incredible job with putting such a good thing on, and some very innovative things that you've probably seen in the pictures since then. They had a program where you, just like a scout, they had sashes that you'd wear throughout the day of the event, and you could win or earn these different badges to wear on the sash based on if you wanted to do this certain activity. Such a cool thing. I'd never seen that done before. So I hope they continue with that. But the whole weekend, man, Mars, thank you so much for chauffeuring me around most of the weekend. And Danny, Dan for being there as well. Some of those car rides, but you know, that's what it's about, this brotherhood, man. And it's, I don't know. It just one of those weekends where, you know, it's like, hey, I'll give him credit right now. Radar says epic. You got to get your asses to Canada. You won't be disappointed. Yeah. Such a cool time, man. So thank you guys, everybody that I've met for the first time in person up there in Canada. And, finally got to meet Rich. So many guys. But yeah, good times. It was a very similar feeling to going up to the Great Lakes meet just a few weeks ago and meeting the guys from Minnesota that I'd only followed online and talked to. And that's what this is about, reaching out. Don't stay in your bubble. Don't stay in your local area. Find time at least once a year to reach out and go someplace and meet some guys that you haven't met before. Learn from our brothers. Learn from their life experiences, their conversations. You will be, it will change your life, guys. If you're not doing this, you're missing out. You're missing out, truly. All right, so let's get in real quick. I dropped off a bunch of stuff off of our merch because I'd been mentioning it for a little bit now, and so we got some new stuff coming up, some things that are still available but ending soon. So I want to get into those, and we have a couple of things I found across the various IG tables out there that are some chapter news. So let's just get into that real quick. Couple cool things. And so, hey, let's get into our chapter news. Okay, chapter news. Well, the first thing I want to do is handful of weeks ago, if you recall, the brothers up there in Washington hosted a thing called the West Coast Meet, right? West Coast Meet. And they were raising money for Seattle Children's Hospital. And I want to tell you, they sent out a notice this week of, I think it was in this last week, of the amount that they had the check for Seattle Children's Hospital. And I got to give a shout out to the boys. Everybody, I mean, obviously Washington, but everybody that came to this event that contributed in some small capacity, even if it is in some way. Look at this. Seattle Children's Hospital, $8,318 richer from the BV West Coast Meet 2022. Big shout out to everybody who attended and participated in and contributed to the West Coast Meet. $8,300 going to Seattle Children's Hospital because of your efforts. So a big, big, big shout out to you guys. And the other thing that came across that I thought I'd share with y'all, a chapter that decided that they wanted to make a little alteration on their logo. So this past week, I saw that this came across the interwebs of IG. The Pikes Peak chapter did a tweak, a little tweak to their logo. And I wanted to share this with everybody. I'm assuming anytime we have a new logo come out, right, we're going to have new merch. So that makes the old merch harder to find and for you collectors, more rare, right? And it also puts you on the lookout for what's to come merch-wise. So keep your eyes out because I think down the road you're going to see some new Pikes Peak stuff, just my guess. That's what we do, right? So very cool. It's a very neat updated logo there, guys. So I don't think it actually includes the background that's in this image, but they put it with the image so it kind of fits. But very cool, guys. So Pikes Peak, congratulations on the new logo. All right. So a few things to get into before we get into our interviews for tonight, guys. The merch game is still alive and well. All right. Having a little sip of some Eagle Rare tonight, boys and girls. Always a good little sipper. So these are, like I said, I dropped a few things off that either no longer are for sale or that I have already mentioned at least 4 to 5 or even 6 weeks in some cases. So, but let's give a shout out here to some of these chapters for some merch that they're trying to raise some money with. 3-star Villains, look out. 3-star made a drop this week. It includes a t-shirt, 2 different variations on an X-Factor hat and an X-Factor patch. A little square X-Factor patch that has kind of, I don't know, it kind of has like a rebellious attitude to it. I like it. I like it a lot. So their X-Factor patch, the little square X-Factor patch, is $13. The 3-star Villains logo shirt is $27. So a wide range. I'm hoping that means that it's available in a huge amount of sizes, $15 to $27, depending on your size, I'm assuming. And then the hats are $22 to $25. And there's a black, they're both black hats, for those of you who are just listening, black hats, one with a red X Factor and one with a white X Factor. These are available at 3-star Villains. That's all written out as spelled, 3starvillains.bigcartel.com. Also, I mentioned this last week, guys. I've heard a few people sharing some better pictures of this image too. And anytime you get a glow in the dark patch, pretty cool. I think I mentioned this for the first time last week. Bearded Villains over there in Utah releasing a new patch, raising some money for the chapter, utahvillains.org. This is a patch that looks one way, but in the dark, it looks another way. That's right, the wings on the bee glow in the dark. They glow in the dark. I'm not so sure they glow in the dark enough to like guide your way in the dark, but definitely you'll stick out. You'll look pretty cool. Utah chapter patch at utahvillains.org. Pretty cool stuff there. Just want to give a last shout out. This will be the last time I mention this thing. Anything we're going for is special things for people that have supported us. Proceeds to this are going to Renee, who had a medical emergency back several months ago at a anniversary event supporting our brothers. And this is also available at 3starvillains.bigcartel.com. It's the Warrior Renee Strong Heart Patch. Again, all the proceeds of this are going to her for medical expenses. And then I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is still available. And I want to give a shout out to, again, one of the 3 chapters that hosted us. Lakeshore is... they created a Canada Day patch. There's also, I didn't get a chance to put it on here, but go to the website, lakeshorevillains.com, because they have some other stuff that's Canada Day related. They have a cool shirt, at least a shirt, maybe more. And I'm sure I'm going to hear from it in the comment section from Mars. And, oh, you didn't include this, didn't include this. No, just go, check it out. Lakeshorevillains.com, they got a bunch of stuff. But they got the Canada Day patch too. And from what I've been told, the description of this thing is that it's enormous for a patch, that it's supposed to be pretty darn big. So Canada Day patch, $15 Canadian, $12 US. And I've been told now on the comment section, this does end this week. So it ends this Saturday. This will be last chance for you to get it in the coming days. Next up, I still want to mention this, Bearded Villains Wales. I think this is still an active, thing. BeardedVillainsWales.BigCartel.com. They're raising money for a little girl named Abigail, supporting Abigail's journey with functional neurological disorder, functional FND. And they're raising money with this cool ribbon patch. It's an orange ribbon patch. Says BVWC, supporting Abigail's journey with FND. So if you want to help out some chapters outside of your normal scope, if you live here in the States, hit up Bearded Villains Wales and send them a little bit of money. Help them out. BeardedVillainsWales.BigCartel.com. And then next up, got to meet for the first time again. Got to meet some boys from Montreal up there in Canada at Beards for Bucko. And they were rocking some pretty cool merch. They had some cool chapter shirts. They all looked, you probably saw some, there were some videos posted. Go out to Montreal and boy, give a shout out to Mars's wife, Katrina. She picked up, she saw him walking down the street in one line and grabbed this short little video clip that now has become larger than life. And of these guys walking down the street in their white t-shirts. But hey, they also have this cool patch. It's their Highland Games patch, which it actually, it's kind of deceiving in this picture. So go out and check this thing out, because maybe I've missed it before, if anybody's ever done this, but I've never seen a patch that I can remember that did this, where it's like, it's the tartan. If you're familiar with tartans, it's the actual tartan of Montreal, they say. And it looks like it's a plaid shaped background, plaid design background of the tartan of Montreal. It looks like it's just ripped right off of a kilt, man, the background pattern. So very, very cool. MontrealBeardedVillains.com is where you can get this, their Highland Games patch. And right now, that's all I've got of the new news and the new stuff and the stuff on the merch game right now, guys. Okay. So, man, I'm here to tell you, this was a fun week to do some interviews for, because I got to speak with a new captain, and down in Emerald Coast, Randall, getting his boys ready for Beards and Brews, which is their 5-year anniversary. And yeah, they're getting ready for this weekend. If you're not too far away from Pensacola, and you still don't have any plans for the weekend, man, I mean, first off, it's Florida. So, I mean, if you can drive that in a half a day and you don't have to reschedule your whole life for a weekend, why are you not going? I mean, if Indiana was closer to Florida, I'm not sure I'd miss any event down in Florida. Any excuse to go down there, man. but, you know, it is what it is, man. Pensacola, it's a nice place. Nice place. So let's get into this interview here with Randall, talking about the Emerald Coast having their 5-year anniversary, what to expect if you're expecting to go to the event this weekend. So here, let's kick it off with Randall. So everybody who is looking for an event to go to this weekend down in Florida, in Pensacola to be exact, if you're looking for a good time, hit up Beards and Brews. Today, I'm talking with the captain of the Emerald Coast Villains. He's going to tell us all about what everybody can expect with this awesome event, celebrating their 5 years of existence in Emerald Coast. Help me welcome Randall. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Very excited for this weekend.
Yeah, it's crept up on you, hadn't it? It seems like...
That's a fact, man.
You kind of prepare for it, but I'm still in the chat, even though I can't make it. And it's funny to see the comments. It's like, you know, people just, when you have a chat that stays active like that, and even when it's not, when the event's not right on the front doorstep of where you're waiting for, and people just talk occasionally. It was funny because I was looking the other day and somebody was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's only a week away.
It crept up real quick, you know, especially when you're preparing for an event like that. It seems like you got a long time to take care of everything, but you're always crunched for time with everything though.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, this has been a fun year though for you guys because it's your 5-year anniversary, but if I'm not mistaken, haven't you guys done some pretty cool releases and whatnot of chapter information and whatnot just in the last year?
So we did Florida Summit in October of 21. Mm-hmm. And then in January, we had the pretty much like your change of command where Paul stepped down and then myself and Sage moved up, captain and co-captain, and Steven, he took over the LT position, and then Elliot moved into EO. So it's been a busy year for us. It's been good.
It is. Anytime you can have, I know Paul was like, it's time, you know, new voices and whatnot. And, but anytime that happens and then you have to learn, you know, you're trying to learn the new positions as everybody is. And then on top of that, you're rolling into halfway through the year, trying to make this event happen. What's that been like for you? Just kind of jumping in the pool with both feet and going for it?
It's been hectic, you know. Typically, like our anniversaries, we have been we do like a local barbecue or something like that. But I figured, you know, it's 5 years, we got to do something that's a little bit bigger. So we've worked with Gulf Coast Kids House in the past with Summit, and we figured why not try and raise a little bit more money for them and have a little bit bigger event. So
awesome. Okay, so Beards and Brews. We can put two and two together and kind of assume what that all means. But tell everybody about this 5-year anniversary event. What you guys have planned for this weekend? Starting from if people are starting to come into town on Friday, are you guys doing a meet and greet? Because you never know, there might be some people listening to this thing that are still within a day's drive or half a day's drive, and they're thinking, I don't know if I have time to go. But
right,
you know, the words you say might push somebody to pursue that. So, just tell us about what you got going for the weekend, man.
So Friday night, pretty basic. We're doing a meet and greet at O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern. It's kind of like a local dive bar. They got a lot of space. They got some outside activities that we can do. But just, you know, hang out, have some beers, get together and you know how it goes, man. Just kind of chat it up and get to see everybody, hugs and laughs, man.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Saturday.
Oh yeah, okay. So Saturday at 5 p.m. we're gonna be at Coastal County Brewery, and it is a local brewing company. They got some actually really good food there, and quite a selection of beers to choose from. There's going to be a food truck out there. I think the name was Simply Brats, with like German cuisine. So that'd be cool. They have a lot of activities outside as well. They got cornhole boards for days, volleyball. There's a dog park, a few disc golf goals. There's going to be live music inside, and the prizes that we have for the beard comp would be like, we got, custom medals. And then Official Beard Brand has donated $10, $15, and $25 vouchers to the first, second, and third place winners of each category.
Very cool.
And a special gift for Best in Show. So wow, that's going to be a good time.
All right, man. Well, shout out to Official Beard Brand, man. I love it when our brothers can step up and you know, do some sort of sponsoring for events like that. It's really cool to see.
We're excited, man. We got a lot of cool stuff that we're going to raffle off. Harley Davidson donated some stuff. We got a couple things at Death Wish Coffee. Pulpo Beard Oils donated a nice little package, and so did Nicholas Beard Works donated a couple bottles of their prestigious beard oils. And I don't know if you guys have used those, but they are phenomenal It's very nice stuff.
No, I've never even heard of them.
And a friend of mine has done a custom painted skateboard, which should be pretty. It's going to turn out pretty nice. She does a lot of good work. So
awesome. Okay. Now, if I'm not mistaken, isn't this facility the bar and the place you guys be at, where it's like right against the scope of the water, where it's kind of like overlooking?
No, we're actually we're moved more up towards the center of Pensacola.
Okay. All right, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, Pensacola is pretty spread out, so
yeah,
it's not close to the water.
Okay, well then you don't have to worry about getting wet then, guys. If you have a little bit too much to drink, I guess.
I will say from like where we're at, it's probably only about a 15-minute drive to the beach, though.
Okay.
If people were looking to do that Saturday morning or something like that, it's not too far.
Yeah. So. And I know that it may disappoint some people, but it's not always something that needs to happen at these events. Because I think I saw in chat that somebody asked if there was going to be a flag shoot for this thing. And somebody, there's no official flag shoot. But you know what?
Right.
I'm of the mind that every single time we get together for an event like this, we don't have to have that, because people are taking pictures all day long anyway. And most of the people that do attend the event bring their flags anyway. So to try and it can be kind of cumbersome sometimes to try and schedule an outside flag shoot, if it's not one of the major event weekends type of a thing, it can be a stressor, a little bit of one.
And that's something that I've noticed at like big events. It seems like, the flag shoot's scheduled in the middle of the day. And if you're traveling from somewhere else, it kind of eats up your time of seeing the local sites and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it does. And you're kind of stuck with that, that decision not to make it too early because people are still trying to sleep in and recover from last night, or if they're, or if they want to go sightseeing a little bit, then they have to make that decision. Do I want to do the flag shoot or sightsee? And it's always right smack dab in the middle of that time. And then, like I say, there's the people that don't make the Friday night, they come up for the day, and you still miss out on those people, and they feel like they're missing out on something. So it can be an issue for sure. So, I know you're doing a beard competition. Have you guys set your like beard categories and your judges and all that stuff, that you can tell us all about? And then you mentioned it before, but I want to give you a chance again to talk about your charity that you guys raise money for.
Okay. For the beard comp, we're doing, 1 to 3 inches, 4 to 8, 9 to 12, and then over 12. And we actually, brought in a mustache category. Given that we're in the Gulf Coast area is a big military town.
Smart.
There's 4 military bases in this area. So these guys are all walking around with the 1990s thick mustaches and stuff. And I work out at a military base and we see these kids all the time, and it's pretty cool to see the mustaches coming back. So we figured maybe get those guys involved, to kind of bring it out, you know what I mean? But our judges are, Chase Thompson. He's a local barber at a pretty high end barber shop, Wilfred's in Pensacola. He's been a barber for over 4 years, and, he's lived in Pensacola his whole life. So he was all about it, and he's got a pretty nice beard too. So he's pretty excited to start judging. And then we have, Janie Sieber, who is an employee at Harley Davidson. She also, she's a beard lover and volunteered her time to help us out. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then, lady that goes by the name of Lourdes is a new barber in the area. She said she's been a barber for about a year and a half. She went to school out in Aurora, Colorado, and moved here just recently. So she's working at Flying High Barbershop in Milton, Florida, which is a little bit north of Pensacola. So it'd be good for her to get her name out there too and kind of mingle and maybe pick up a few customers at the same time.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Good idea. That's pretty gracious of you guys to find out, reach out to her and have her, because it can only help. Have you noticed, and I know you mentioned the mustaches and the military guys, and the fact that you work there, have you noticed, and I feel dumb even asking, but it's because it's probably true, but an influx of mustaches coming into play now since Top Gun came back out?
I think they were starting to come back before, but it seems like there is a pile of dudes with mustaches. Now, there's probably more in the military with mustaches than without them. And it does. Like, every time I see the kids coming through, it takes you back to, like, the first Top Gun when it came out. I was like, oh, my goodness, every one of you guys, yeah. Every one of them.
Yeah, it's funny.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
And I know that the guys that are the actual pilots in the military, you know, they will never – even if that's the case, they would probably never admit, oh yeah, that, yeah, I'm paying,
right.
I'm paying homage to Rooster, you know, I mean, they're yeah. because they're the ones getting homage paid to them for their, you know, for their flying skills and whatnot. But,
right.
I wondered about that because I'm sure, you know, I don't know what they call it, the pilot's room or whatever else. I'm sure there's some guys in there that have messed around with it, you know, post Top Gun 2 coming out, Maverick coming out, and been like, hey, look at this, just even as a joke. And I thought it'd be funny. It'd be good. I'd love to see a turnout if you guys get a good turnout after that.
So, like, where I work is with all of the student pilots. So these kids are coming to become, this is like their first stop actually, like, flying in an aircraft.
Okay.
And, so they're ate up with it. It's cool though.
Well, you know, you're 18. Everybody's 18, 19, 20 once, you know, and once or twice in their life.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Now, I wonder, do they have to have, like regular piloting, like Cessna type aircraft experience before they try to become military pilots, or do they teach them from the get go, like basic, this is lift and this is drag and here's an airplane type of thing?
Yeah. So it's actually, they start off in a ground school down in Pensacola, and most of the kids, I'm not sure if it's a requirement, but I'm pretty sure all of them go out and get their private license during that time. And then, but when they get up here, this is the first cockpit that they sit down into that they're actually going to take off out of, you know, in a military aircraft. So I would assume that they probably learn a good bit of it, and it's probably recommended if it's not required. Yeah. But I couldn't answer that to be 100% sure.
Okay. Well, they're not, but the students that you're seeing, they're not flying around in like the Cessnas first. It's all military there where they're at.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. It's gotta be a cool place to work, man. It gotta be a cool place to work.
It's pretty enjoyable, man. I've been out there for about 13 years. I love it.
Very cool. All right. Well, so we've got the Beards and Brews event this weekend. We got our judges covered, and hopefully we're going to see some military mustaches, whatnot. But tell us once again about who you guys raise money for, and what's your relationship been like with these guys in the past? I know you said you have worked with them in the past.
Yeah, so Gulf Coast Kids House, they are it's an advocacy center for abused children and their families. Anyone that's been a victim of child abuse, they provide anything that's like the resources that are needed for the investigation, the therapy, the treatments, the the prosecution of the child abusers. They do all the counseling. They provide like mental health services for the children and the families. It's a pretty touching. Wow. It's a pretty touching place, man. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Man, we got to take care of the kids. Got to take care of the kids for sure. And you just hate to see it, but it's a lot of times those organizations aren't getting a whole lot of governmental money, and sadly they're left at the bottom of the food chain, so.
Yeah, they're a nonprofit organization as well, so like they're always looking for help. Looking for help, man. Right. So,
yeah. And how cool would it be one day to come across somebody in their 20s with a beard and, you know, comes up to you guys and says, you know, I'd like to join up and be a bearded villain with you guys. And oh, by the way, you know, back in the day, I used to need the resources of that facility that you guys donated to. How cool would that be?
That'd be touching, man. Yeah. Be touching. It's good.
All right, man. Well, I hope you guys just freaking sell out the place, and it's, you know, you got one thing going for you for sure, and the fact that it's Florida. So, I mean,
right?
It's already a great place to go. So, what if you're not decided, or you know, I'm way up here in northern Indiana, so I can't make it work. But man, if you're anywhere within a half a day's drive, for sure. But heck, make it a family vacation. Make it a family weekend. Go down and hang out and do your thing and get your beards judged and go play with the boys down there in Emerald Coast, man. That'd be epic weekend for sure. But I want to make sure you guys do this, because sometimes people tell me they're going to and they don't. Make sure you're out on IG sending, you know, popping out some pictures for the world, and especially if you got some of them Top Gun pilots, man, or this Top Gun, those Top Gun stashes. Yeah, no. That'd be funny. That'd be great to see, man. Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes with me. Congratulations on 5 years, and this will be, sounds like your first kind of Hail Mary event as captain, so I'm sure it's going to be fun for you. Try to have a little bit of fun while you're there and not feel like you're constantly on the lookout for problems and organizing things, so give yourself time to decompress a little bit before the event so you can actually enjoy it. That's too often the problem with some of the captains that are running the boat.
Well, I appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll
keep you updated.
All right. Well, Randall, thanks so much. I look forward to hearing back from you from the event, seeing how you guys did, and seeing some of the special secret stuff that you guys have stashed away, ready to be auctioned off, and see some cool photos from that, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, brother.
All right, thanks. All right, Randall, down there to Emerald Coast. You know, it's funny, he did not mention one of the cooler things that I was trying to get him when I was interviewing him. I was trying to remember. I think that you guys had and I didn't want to, you know, catch him off guard or anything like that in the middle of the interview, but I was thinking to myself, didn't you guys just have like a logo release earlier this year too? And sure enough, they did. So that's kind of what I was hinting at, trying to also get him to mention that too. But yeah, back in February, if you recall, they did a major rehaul of their logo. And go out and check that out. If you haven't seen that, go out to the Emerald Coast chapter page and check out their newly updated logo. It's pretty sweet. I'm still waiting to see patches for that. Maybe, I don't know, he didn't tell me otherwise, but he didn't tell me they would, but that'd be a cool time to have patches to release those. But if they have patches, I haven't seen them yet, and that's definitely a patch I'd love to have. So get my hands on it. If you've seen them out there, let me know. But thanks for your time. I hope you guys kill it. Hope you guys are able to raise a bunch of money for that thing. Emerald Coast 5 year anniversary. Now, before I get into my next interview, I did want to say there was one thing that I did not get a chance to share, unfortunately, it looks like, on the merch game, and I'll have it up for next week, but I just want to remind, if you want to check this thing out, the Swampside Villains just released they're putting out a chapter ring, and they're putting it out for sale to the public. I think it's a pre-sale right now, but if you have not seen the images of this ring, and I can't bring one up right now to show you, but if you have not seen images of this ring, go out to the Swampside Villains chapter page. It's a $50 ring, which is not at all unreasonable, but it is not for the faint of heart. This ring is absolutely enormous. And maybe I can just bring it up here to cover my face as a one-off image here, just to show you. But this ring, boys and girls, is there it is. Absolutely bonkers big. Maybe one of the biggest rings I've seen. this thing is not going to be something that maybe it's a daily wear for some people. I would be beating things up all day wearing this thing. I'd be crushing my car, denting my car, scratching my car. hell, I'd probably be scratching parts of my body with it too. like I do with my current chapter ring, my own chapter ring. Yeah, it's huge. This thing's going to be huge. But yeah, as Mars says, it's a weapon. Yeah, very likely. It's huge. That's all I got to say. $50, good price for a very huge ring. It's going to be made out of pewter. So if you want better looks than that, hit up the Swampside Villains page. Check that thing out. Yeah, wow. It's wow big. Okay, so this past weekend, the Blackshire Villains, who, it's funny, we talk a little bit about it. I can't remember if I talked to him about it off air or not, but the Blackshire Villains, you know, kind of took a little bit of a break recently after doing huge, huge merch sales. It seemed like every other day there was some other merch stuff coming out for them for a while. And they've taken a little bit of a break, stepped back a little bit. And they got some stuff coming out, he said, in the future here soon. But they had an event. They hosted this new event. And it's one that they hope to become a really big multi-chapter event. And it's called Ramfest. And they had that this past weekend. And I had to talk to him. I had to talk to Alexander about this thing. And it looks like it was, from the pictures I've seen and everything, it seemed like a really successful event for him. So I had to get him online and find out what's up with Blackshire and what's the future look like, what's been going on, and tell me a little bit about Ramfest. So here's my interview with Mr. Alexander from the Blackshire Villains talking about Ramfest. Okay, everybody, this past weekend, the Blackshire Villains hosted the world. There were people from all over the world there for Ramfest. Now, if you didn't hear about this thing, it was a pretty cool event, and I know they had a ton of fun. It was very, very well received. And here to talk to us today about Ramfest and everything else that the Blackshire Villains have going on is the co-captain, Mr. Alexander. How you doing, buddy?
How's it going, bro? Good, thank you. Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. It's been a bit since we've talked.
Two and a bit years, I think, since we last spoke.
Yeah, I think you and I did chat a little bit during the first parts of COVID when things were locked down, because you were visiting some people at a distance, visiting some brothers and doing some cool stuff that way. But it's been a bit. It's been a bit. I know I've kind of tried to research a little bit about what Ramfest was all about. I saw some flyers come out and different things. But can you tell everybody what was Ramfest? How did you guys come up with this idea? And tell everybody how the weekend went for you, man.
Okay, so we did a test run last year at this place called the Lamb and Flag, which makes sense because we're the Blackshire Villains, the black sheep. So we did it at a place called the Lamb and Flag. So it was only small. We wasn't too keen. It was just really expensive, and the venue was a bit small. So we thought, there's a venue that we know we like. We're going to try it again. So this was our first open chapter meet. And we had 140 tickets, 138 tickets, I believe. So the name Ramfest, obviously we grew from a sheep to a ram. And just Ramfest just sounded cool as fuck, to be honest with you. So so we did that Ramfest, and we just tried to just keep it nice and simple. So we didn't want to overcomplicate it too much. So we did just flag shoot, beer competition, and a raffle, and that's it. We had the weather on our side, and we just had a northern hospitality. So it was just good fun. Very happy, very chilled out, very relaxed. And I believe from the feedback we've had, everyone enjoyed themselves. So it's always good to hear. Roll on next year anyway.
Yeah, and this was. One of the first, and probably correct me if I'm wrong, but this was one of the first, if not the first, multi-chapter meets that's been done over there post-pandemic, hasn't it been?
Well, we had Beardingham, which Central England host in Birmingham every December Christmas time. So that's a staple. They always do it. So that one there was first major one, I'd say. There was London last month, which had some guys from different countries come over as well. So yeah, so we're probably about to maybe the third, possibly, or maybe fourth since the like pandemic has probably stopped. But it was our first big open chapter meet and first time, especially we've had like brothers come in from overseas over. So yeah, it was nice. Like it was amazing. I couldn't believe someone's come overseas to see us, which is cool, which is really cool to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, you know, you guys are kind of cool. It's I don't know why you should be surprised that. Guys would come over. Yeah.
We're a good bunch.
Yeah. I plan on getting over there at some point one day. I don't know when, but now that I have a passport and I'm it took me a bit to finally get one of those and
you'll be looked after over here. There's plenty places to go. I mean, we're like a fraction of the size of America. So, you know, you can get say from Yorkshire, where I live, down to London in like 3.5 hours, if that, driving, train, 2 hours. So it's easy enough to get everywhere if you were to come over. Lots of people look after you.
Great. Oh, yeah, man. I have a feeling that if I come over for a week, I can visit a whole bunch of different chapters and just buzz around and say hi to everybody. So that'd be a good time, man.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, did you guys, I know you guys have stepped back. We've talked about this for a bit. You guys were the merch capital of BV for some time. I mean, it was like every other day there was something else being posted about some merch you guys had out there. So I know you guys stepped back a little bit from that.
So, well, no, we tried to do it like tastefully and not too much. We just kind of, we did what we thought was right. Like at the time, it was mainly when the pandemic was there. There wasn't much we could do in regards to going outside to raise money. So it was all mainly done through merchandise. So the right patches, we did t-shirts, you know, hoodies, whatnot. We did like a winter line and we did quite well. We made quite a lot of money. People spent a lot of money with us, which is nice because obviously it all goes back to charity. We, every half year, basically we all put a charity in the hat and we pick one out and that's the charity for half of that year. So all the money raised in that half will go to that charity. But yeah, so we kind of took a bit of a step back. We've got a lot of stuff ready to come out, which everyone has an input with. You know, we are a chapter as one. We all have a say. So whether you're a hopeful or an elite, we're all the same. We all have much of a say in everything as one another. So everything gets put down to a vote. But yeah, we sold a lot of merchandise. Everywhere you look on Instagram, like, I will admit you do see it everywhere, and it's a lovely feeling. So yes. I love the Black Shire. Absolutely yeah. Love it.
What I know, you guys, you said that you'd done a lot of the raising of money for through the merch that you had, and then you have plans going forward. And then obviously you had your competition with Ramfest. Can you talk a little bit about some of the different charities that you've partnered up with in the last year or so?
So just going from recent to back off memory. So we did an Easter egg run at a local hospital. For the children's ward, we did the Jordan Sinnott Trust. We've done Homeless Veterans UK, where we did a virtual relay of 1,111 miles between us and raised just short $4,500, I believe, for us homeless veterans. And you know, there's been so much stuff going on. I feel ill prepared, but you know, just believe every half a year we, you know, separate the money and it goes, oh, we had one for Huntington's, like Huntington's disease charity, raise money for that. And then we're just the homeless runs. So yes, we've got a homeless run planned in for the back part of the year when it starts getting colder, which obviously we're just trying to get together bits and pieces, sleeping bags and, you know, packs to give to people. So there's always something going on. And yeah. Then, like I said, our next lot of money raising will be through our next lot of merchandise, which looks nice, so hopefully we'll sell quite a lot.
Okay, so let's I don't know if you can tease things a little bit or not, because I know when you guys do roll some stuff out, it's a big deal. Let's talk for a second. Can you give me a little bit of hints? What can we expect? I know you say you have some stuff coming out in the next few months.
So we have like what's called an Oxford shirt, so kind of like quite a classic, you know, little logo on the front and back. We have like a varsity jacket, which says Black Shy Bearded Villains and established 2018. And I believe it's a ram on the back. We have some t-shirts, some nice t-shirts actually. We have a couple hats coming out. I think it's my head. We have a vest coming out, a hooded vest, which is quite nice, different. And there's a couple of bits and bobs we're trying to work on. But yes, like we had a Ramfest t-shirt, which did very well. We had on the back of it all the Black Flag meets in the UK, and made it like a tour t-shirt, like a rock band tour dates. So it was different, and it was nice, and yeah, it's just lovely. But our merchandise is always nice and always does well, if I do say so myself.
It does.
I think we set a benchmark. I'm not going to lie. I believe we do set a really good benchmark.
Yeah, yeah. There's been some others that have kind of followed suit with how you do things. And I think if nothing else, it kind of shows that it's a proven model, that it's working really well for you guys, and other people can do it as well. The shirt that you guys did for Ramfest, I thought was pretty cool. It's different because it had on the back having all the different Black Flag shoots. It took me a second to realize that that's in fact what it was, because some of the images that I'd seen for it didn't actually have dates yet. It was like to be determined or something like that. But it was a really cool take on an idea.
Yeah, I can't take credit for that. It was Leroy, the other co-captain's idea. I do like the designs and put it all together, and then I'll put it in the group, say, is this okay? And no, change this, or yes, it's okay. But yeah, no, it was a great idea, and just went with the whole theme that we were going for. Like, we could have called it anything. Ramfest is a name. Again, I can't take credit for that. Just a great name, and just kind of just like snowballed ideas from there. And yeah, it was a lovely, lovely idea. And we did a patch, which could only be obtained if you basically come into the meet, which gives it a bit of a more desirable effect.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Always
man.
Thinking.
I mean that specific item type thing that only you can attend, you can get if you attend, it does. It makes it a little bit, you know, more desirable. And just a little thank you for everybody that actually made the trip and made the adventure even that much better. It's always a cool idea. I hope.
Yeah, we've reached. So go ahead.
No, I was just saying. I hope that this becomes, because I know originally, I think the very first time you told me that this was something that you'd like to have happen in your very beginning stages. I think you and I were texting or something, and the hope was that it becomes yet another version of like a multi-chapter meet that becomes like a worldwide thing that you want to see on a regular basis. And even though that's ambitious, year one, it pretty great start for it, man.
Yes. I like to myself, I'm always, I get told I'm a bit hyperactive in a sense. And I'm like, you know, it's because I'm just passionate. I like to say I'm passionate. Like in the chat the other day in when VK went live, I just dropped in there, you know, World Meet UK 2023, and I don't think he received that too well, because it wasn't his idea, but well, fuck it. But yeah, no, definitely, it's 100%. I'd absolutely love to do that, but I would love more if more of the UK chapters clubbed together, came together, because UK is not really a big place. We have like 13 chapters over here in this small little area, but if we could all club together and come together and do a UK meet, why does it always have to be in America? That's not a world meet. That's an American meet, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you should do one in Spain, do one in Germany, do one in the UK. World meet.
Yeah.
Oh, makes sense. Makes it fair for everyone.
Oh, I completely agree. And, I can't say for sure, but, you know, you hear little birdies chirping here and there. And I think it would be really cool if, even if you had technically more than one world meet, if you had, you know, in a given year, but if you had designated world meets in certain areas so that everybody did have an opportunity to go to one of these, because it is, if you've never, I think it's a shame for those guys that have never been to one of these meets where there's 17, 18, 19 different chapters represented or more.
Amazing. It's my BB bucket list.
Yeah. Yeah, to sit there and, I mean, we know how much we like the ones where it's, you know, four, five, six chapters together. And especially when you have, I think over there it would probably even be, you know, what would be considered to be a regional meet. You still have the opportunity to have people from many countries come together. Whereas here, just because of the sheer size, you know, it's just multiple states. And so you're just having people with very similar backgrounds, very similar stories, very similar, you know, ways, you know, that they live their life, versus you guys do what would be the, you know, the same type of meet, but it is truly multi chapters, multicultural.
It's a different culture, isn't it? Like we, let's say England or UK, and, you know, you guys are American, Canada, you know, we have different ways of life completely. So yeah, it would be a dream, absolute dream. Bucket list is to get over to a world meet one time. It's just so expensive. Like you're talking over £2,000 just for a little break when you got a family, young family. It's not that easy just to jump on a plane and nip over to America.
It is so hard to justify it. I mean, if you don't have, you almost have to plan and hope that nothing happens, you know, in a year or two's time that's going to cause you to have to spend money, and you just save up for a year or two, hoping you can one day make it. And
definitely.
It's just,
I mean, if it's in Boston, I've got family over in Boston, so that'll be okay for myself. But it's a case of like, you'd plan for 2024 now just to maybe get over to a world meet. How far ahead you have to plan, unless you absolutely made of money.
Well, there's some people that I'm sure are, but you know, it's,
yes.
And these guys, I mean, some of these guys that do, they do travel for work, as we talked about earlier. You know, if they travel for work all the time and they have all these points made up, then okay, the flight, which is the most expensive part for international travel, you know, okay, that's taken care of for you. You can do that on points. But I'm lucky this year because technically it's, you know, it's designated as a world meet in Chicago, and I'm 45 minutes away from there. So
lucky you. So yeah, bucket list is a world meet one day, 100% on bucket list. Need to. And it'll just be unbelievable. Like just seeing that many people in one place.
Yeah. That's what I want. I want to be able to sit down and talk to not the guys that I see on a regular basis at these other regional events. I want to talk to these guys. I want to talk to the guys from England. I want to sit down and, you know, talk to the guys from all over. When we just recently here, Chicago hosted a couple guys, as we know from, Belarus or not from Belarus, from Belgium. And they came over, and it was just so cool to just sit and talk to them, just about life, because it's so different.
Went to a London meet last month, which was a great meet. The guys put on a really good, you know, effort, really good show. There's a guy over from Orlando who's popped over, and they're just, wow, you know, just amazing speaking to him. So yeah, which way am I going? There we go. it's just like, just obviously it's just a completely different culture, different way of life. And just talking to him and just straight away when you hear them, got a different accent, it's like, oh, okay, you're not from around here. And then you just get to ask him questions. So, you know, how long have you been a part of this? You know, where in America are you from? And, you know, it's just good opening up, you know, different borders to speak to different people. It's great. Love it.
Yeah, it's funny because you talk about the different accent. I don't want to talk to somebody who sounds like me all the time. I would rather talk to somebody that sounds like you and has, you know, there's some interest in the voice. I don't think that we sound very interesting over here in America, and we, you know,
yeah, your accent's cute, pal. Your accent's cute.
It's cute. And yeah,
I speak to Nick Belarus on the we do video messages, and like obviously complete language barrier, but we try our best. It's good to talk to, like I said, new people. I like to speak to a lot of people all over the world with BV. And they always make an effort to speak to people quite a lot of time.
And that's one of my favorite parts about this, is being able to reach out and talk, you know, person to person with guys from different parts of the world that you would normally not. You can sit there and chat with them all day long, but you don't hear the voice. You don't hear, you know, the inflections on different things. You don't hear the emotion. You don't hear the laughter. You don't, all that stuff. You don't get it. And this has been such a blessing for me to be able to, and it's honestly, when I have guys on from different parts of the world outside of the US, those are some of the favorite episodes from listeners for the show, because they love to hear from guys all over the place. So,
Last time I was on, we had quite a lot of people, and I stayed up late that night, obviously, to want to see how I came across. Because it's awkward. You do this week in, week out, but for, like, say, myself, it's awkward a little bit. So I jumped on that night, and there was quite a lot of people from the UK stayed to watch, which was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. But we've grown a lot since last time we spoke.
You guys have.
12th biggest in the world.
Crazy. Crazy. And yes, just think, I remember when you had a handful.
We had seven, I think, maybe eight when we spoke.
Yeah.
So we've done well.
I'd say so.
We don't do recruiting. Like, we don't look for people. Like, people just come over to ourselves. So yeah, it's nice. We just let it do naturally. But it's different having a chapter with 50 plus people and to having 10 people. It's completely There's different.
A lot of different dynamics to think about then. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah. It gets very complicated sometimes. Oh yeah. I wouldn't change it. No way.
Wouldn't change it for a goddamn thing. Not at all. I absolutely love Blackshire. I love BV and I love Blackshire, and it's, you know, run deep, and I always will like talk highly of it. And, like, it's just done a lot for a lot of people. You can't knock that at all.
No. Yeah, you can't. Well, man, I'm excited to see where things are going to take you this year. I can't wait to see the merch. Make sure you send me links and stuff and photos when that stuff drops, yes, so I can share it on the show here. Because anytime we got guys raising money for charities and different things, I want to share that stuff out with everybody. And keep me posted on whatever else you guys have going on over there, man.
Sure. Well, this has been a nice conversation anyway. So thank you for sending me a message. I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Congratulations on an awesome event at RamFest, and man, I look forward to seeing all the cool stuff that you guys do.
Yes, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
See you.
All right, take care.
All right, Alexander. Yeah, it's funny. I listened back on that interview. Your accent's cute, bro. My accent's cute. Hey, all of us Americans, apparently our accent is cute. although. Various Americans have various different accents, so I don't know. Apparently mine's cute, though, so whatever that's all about. pretty funny stuff. Hey, I got to give a shout-out to one of our bros, Block, just showed up in the live stream. Forgot what time, lost track of time. Hey, if you subscribe, this is just not just for Block, but anybody else. If you subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Heart of a Villain, and you click that little bell, something funny happens. If you click that little bell after you've subscribed, it alerts you on your phone or your mobile device when the channel goes live. So even if you lose track of time or whatever else, you get a little dingy on your phone or other mobile device just as a reminder. Hey, Heart of a Villain's going live. So do that. And you won't miss out on 3/4 of a podcast episode that you have to go back and listen to if you want to. Man, I got to give you a hard time, Block. Another one of our bros, man. So good to see him hanging out with us. Coming up to Canada last week. good times, good times. Yeah, Mars. Some of these comments in this comment section are cracking me up sometimes during interviews and whatnot. If you follow the giveaways that VK does of various BV merchandise, you'll know how this applies. He says you should have asked him his trick for winning all the BV giveaways. Yeah, it seems like he's won a few of those, hasn't he? Way more than it seems like some of those UK guys. Some of the European people get a lot better odds at winning those things than I do. That we do here in the States, it seems like. Not sure what that's all about. But hey, well, guys, let's do a little bit of a quick thing like this.
If you are looking for an all-natural beard oil that will not only tame your beard and coarse hairs, but make your beard soft and smell amazing, check out Pulpo Beard Oils. Veteran-owned and made for today's beards, Pulpo Beard Products combine the best beard ingredients on the market with incredible customer service to ensure your happiness. Whether you need beard wash, beard oil, beard balm, or some fun clothing, Pulpo is the place to go. Feel fresh, feel savage, feel confident with Pulpo Beard Oils. Go to Pulpo Beard Oils, that's P-U-L-P-O, beardoils.com, and use the code THEHEARTOFAVILLAIN for a discount on your order.
All right. So what we're going to do next here, folks, is we're going to get into the calendar of events. We got some new ones coming up that we've just added to the show.
And you don't want to miss out on some of these. There are events, depending on where you're at. Let's see. I don't have anything coming up in South America. So if you're there, you know, you'll still have to travel. But there's stuff all over, guys. Stuff all over. So check out the this year calendar events, and we got to find something for you to go to, right? Let's do it. All right. So let me switch over to this camera here so I can do this. All right. July 15th to 17th. That's this weekend, if my math is correct. I'm not really sure if that's math or just calendar adjustment. But July 15th through the 17th, the Bearded Villains Brazil Boys are having their annual meeting, and they're making this up as like a meet for other people to come to. So hit up Bearded Villains Brazil. So I guess that technically is, I guess, shows you what I know. I didn't even pay attention before I made my earlier comment about South America. Hey! Oh, we're falling off the rails here, boys and girls. July 15th through the 17th, BV Brazil. It had to be the first event I said just after I said that there wasn't anything down there. All right, BV Brazil, annual meeting. Hit up Brazil for further information on that thing. This weekend, July 15th through the 17th. Also, July 16th is Beards and Brews. It's actually both nights because they got the meet and greet. We just talked about this a little bit ago with Randall. Beards and Brews, they got 5-year anniversary party event. Has the meet and greet on Friday night. Saturday have the beard competition. Pensacola, Florida is where it is. Help them celebrate their 5-year anniversary, the Emerald Coast, with Beards and Brews. Then next weekend, July 22nd and 23rd, we have the Dog Days of Summer. D-A-W-G. The Dog Days of Summer. North Georgia Bearded Villains are your hosts. They got a meet and greet on the 22nd, a beard competition on the 23rd. They had some really cool merch that has since gone by the wayside because it was pre-order. But maybe they have some cool patches and whatnot available for you. I just speaking off turn here. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But hey, get to North Georgia because, yeah, it's a chance to go help out your brothers in North Georgia. Dog Days of Summer, July 22nd, 23rd. And then over in the UK, anybody that's still up and awake over there, listening to this thing. July 31st, your Bearded Villains Central England boys are hosting the Kingsbury Family Meet. The Kingsbury Family Meet. And July 31st, Kingsbury Family Meet. Hit up the Bearded Villains Central England for further information on that. Mars, he says the wheels are falling off the bus. He isn't even drinking yet. That is a false statement. I loaded up this here glass with Eagle Rare to start off the show. So one of the problems you have when you're watching the show with pre-recorded interviews. Cheers. Anyway, moving on. August 5th through the 7th. We've talked about it. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. The World Meets. And although, yes, technically it's not really World Meet, it's designated the World Meet because it's, you know, it's the time for the World Meet. It's in Chicago, Illinois. Bearded Villains, Chicago. The BVC boys are your hosts. This thing is huge. It's going to be a blast. Find a way to get there. They have like almost 400 people in the chat right now. This is truly going to be a big one, I think, because just the central location of it and what they have planned, the venue, they shared the venue. Incidentally, and I'm just going off the cuff right now, our brother from BVC, Jelly, check him out, Jellify, if you're not already following him on IG. But he has written, I believe, a new song, Welcome to Chicago. And that thing is supposed to drop tomorrow, Friday. So iTunes, IG, you'll probably see it on IG. I'm sure they'll share it on the Chicago page. So you want to definitely watch for that. Welcome to Chicago. It's a preemptive song, I think, for coming up for the World Meet. It's going to be pretty badass if you follow any of the other music Jelly's done before. But yeah, so that's Welcome to Chicago. It's supposed to come out tomorrow. So big shout out to Jelly for that. Moving on. That is the World Meet, August 5th through the 7th. Then August 21st. Now, we just talked to Alexander about Ram Fest, right? You know that what they're about. They're black sheep, but they have the ram, right? So Ram Fest they just had, but guess what? August 21st, they're having Lamb Fest. It's a much softer event. Lamb Fest. Because it's the Blackshire Family Meet, Clifton Park, Rotherham, and it's the Family Meet. So it's the softer side of Blackshire. It's the Family Meet. So they're calling it Lamb Fest. They just had Ram Fest. Now it's Lamb Fest. August 21st. Hit up Blackshire Villains if you want to go to the Blackshire Family Meet. Very cool. Then September 9th through the 11th, we got two different things. The first event, September 9th through 11th, is Battle of the Beards. Battle of the Beards, hosted by the Southern Indiana Villains. It's in Evansville, Indiana. Boys, they've got a meet and greet on the 9th. They got a beard competition on the 10th at the VFW Post 1114 in Evansville. Beard competition has 10 judged categories. This thing has gotten bigger, badder, better than ever every year. So looking forward to this thing. September 9th through the 11th in Evansville, Indiana, Battle of the Beards. That same weekend, though, if you're anywhere near the area that is designated as the Four Corners, they got the Four Corners Meet. It's in Cortez, Colorado. If you're unfamiliar with what makes the Four Corners, it's where four states come together. And I just gave you a hint at which one of the four states, Colorado. Do the math, do the geography, figure it out for yourself. I just gave you homework. You're welcome. The Four Corners Meet, Cortez, Colorado, September 9th through the 11th. Then September 23rd to the 25th is the East Coast Meet. East Coast Meet, it's in Baltimore, Maryland, hosted by two chapters, the Southern Maryland chapter, SOMD, and Chesapeake Bay Beard Villains. It's at the power plant. All of the reservations are done through the Hilton Baltimore Inner Harbor. The East Coast Meet, September 23rd to the 25th. Do it. Go. October 14th to 15th is the Florida Summit. The Florida Summit, boys and girls. It's in Orlando, Florida. They got a meet and greet on the 14th, beard competition on the 15th. It's Orlando. Again, it's Florida. I shouldn't have to convince you. The Florida Summit, October 14th and 15th. But that same weekend, here's the catch. Here's the bugaboo if you're anywhere near the southern parts of the states. You got Florida Summit, but you also have the Rocket City Halloween Bash. Rocket City Halloween Bash, October 15th. That's a Halloween costume contest and a beard competition. All sorts of good times. They had a great time last year. I saw the cool pictures. Boys and girls, go. If you're in Alabama, Rocket City area, October 15th for the Rocket City Halloween Bash. Okay, so the last thing I've got for you is Ezra Crowe. That's right. It's my chapter. Yes, we're talking about my chapter now. The Ezra Crowe. It's the return of Ezra Crowe. The return of Ezra Crowe. Northern Indiana Bearded Villains are your hosts. We're going to have it. It's in a town called Hobart, Indiana. Boys and girls, this is going to be a great time. It's a Halloween costume contest, beard competition. It was a blast last year, but this thing is going to be bigger, badder, better than ever again this year. Raising money for the Ronald McDonald Houses in Northern Indiana, October 22nd. We are going to do a meet and greet on the 21st. Come to Northern Indiana and share some good times with us. The return of Ezra Crowe, October 22nd. Be there. Okay, that is our calendar of events, guys. I thank you guys so much for being here on this Thursday night. This time is just flying right by. Locally here, it's been fair week, so it's been kind of crazy for us here. But we made it through. We look forward to, episode 144 next. Can you believe that? Episode 144 next week, guys. But hey, thank you guys for spending some time with me tonight. Thank you guys for listening if you're listening on a standard podcast platform after the fact. But that's going to wrap up episode 143. Episode 143. Remember, you can still buy those shirts, patches, pins, all that good stuff at the Heart of a Villain. That's simplecast.com. The Heart of a Villain. Simplecast.com. That's where you can also listen to all previous 142 of this here episodes. Some suck, some are better, some are really, really good. You can be the judge for yourself on that. All right, guys. I want to challenge you to be the villain that the world needs you to be, because the heart of a villain never stops beating. Most important words I say every week. Please never forget them. Remember, it's okay not to be okay. If you are hurting, please find a brother to talk to. Remember, it's okay not to be okay. Well, guys, for now, have a great night. Enjoy this weekend ahead. I will see you next week, next Thursday night, for episode 144. Wow. Time's flying. All right, guys. Take care and stay safe.